everybody. Welcome back to The Private Record. We got another episode for you. It is another wild episode. This story honestly has stuck with me since I talked to our guest. Our guest, her name is Tess. She's a very beautiful person, a very sweet person, a very kind person. And she was terrorized, unexpectedly, actually. She tells it better than I do, so I'll let her do that. But just to sort of set it up, to tee it up for all of you, when she was in her 30s, she actually realized sort of suddenly that she was actually gay. She had been, or thought she had been, straight her whole life. She started seeing a trainer at the gym and realized, I'm actually attracted to you. And you're a woman, not a guy. And this sort of created this upheaval in her life where all things were suddenly very new. And in her new community of now that she was out of the closet, she met, or should I say, reconnected with someone she knew when she was a lot younger, who ended up turning out to not exact, let's say she was more of a wolf in sheep's clothing, turned out to be a motherfucking crazy person and made Tess's life an absolute living hell. I'll spare you the details now because Tess gives them to you better than I possibly could, but this story truly rocked my world. It rocked my world, and now it's going to rock your world. If you want to be a guest on The Private Record, go to theprivaterecord.com and submit yourself to be on the show. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Some of the submissions recently have been gonzo crazy, bing bong bonkers, and I can't wait to get all of you on the show. If you haven't heard back from us, it's because we're kind of backed up, but you're going to hear from us. Keep them coming. We love hearing from you. We love having you on. We can't wait for more ordinary people telling their most extraordinary stories. That's what this show is all about. Can't wait to do more. Obviously, follow us on all socials at The Private Record, TikTok, Instagram, all that. And please, oh please, of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Private Record and like the video and comment on the video and share it with your friends. Share it with all your friends. Share it with your dad, your mom, even if you hate them, even if they're dead. Share it with them anyway. It can't hurt. It can't hurt. Beyond the grave, let them know. Let them know. Ghosts are real. Okay. And they can spread the word as well. Get the word out there. Okay. I want to do this forever, as I always say. And to be able to do that, I need you to help blast it out there. So everyone in the world, eventually our goal is to have every single person in the world listen to this show. It's a lofty goal, but we're going to accomplish it. We're very ambitious over here at The Private Record. All right. That's enough out of me. Here is Tess with a crazy, 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 crazy story. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tess. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. I love each and every one of you. Yes, even you. I'll see you soon. Welcome, Tess, to The Private Record. I'm very excited to speak with you. Thank you for being here. Why don't you introduce yourself and give us like the headline of the story or the genre or whatever, however you would encapsulate it for someone you're about to tell.
Okay. Thanks for having me. Hi, I'm Tess. I live in Connecticut, and I'm a real estate agent. And then I also do like virtual assistant type stuff on the side. I live with my girlfriend in our house, and we have two cats, and we live a pretty normal life.
Except for the story you're about to tell. Yeah, exactly.
Except for the story. Yeah. The story is, I guess, what I would call just dealing with an absolute crazy person and falling into dipping your toe into a community that you haven't been a part of for your life, and then realizing that you can't trust everyone in that community, I guess.
For sure. For sure.
It all comes down to.
All right. Well, let's get in. I'm excited. I know a little bit about it. I can't wait to know everything about it. So let's go. Start wherever you want, however far back you want. Totally up to you.
Okay. So I'll start like 2-ish years ago. I'm 36 at the time, and I'm living with my now ex-roommate, who I had been living with for like 15 years. We were super close and really good friends. And I'm living with her, and I start kind of falling for my trainer at the gym, who happens to be a female. And through my entire life, I've only been dating and been with guys, so this was kind of a new thing for me. And though now looking back on it, there were many signs that I should have picked up on years and years ago, but
Sure. But
that's
you
a whole other
just,
story.
so for clarity though, you up until this point hadn't even considered in your own mind that you might be gay. It was just you dated guys and that was it. That was your life. That's how you were. And
Yep,
then you
exactly.
meet
I
this
never even con I
trainer,
never thought about it.
and then this trainer starts to open your mind, and then you start to consider, okay, cool. Wow. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. So at the time that I first met my trainer, she was in another relationship with a really great girl. And it was more just like a crush from afar kind of thing. And then because I was feeling the way I was feeling, I decided that I would kind of try to I had been on the apps. Like, I was single at the time, so I had been on the apps for like a really long time, and I kind of just decided at that point that I would switch, add females to my apps as an option to kind of explore that side. And I also joined a Connecticut like lesbian singles type of Facebook group to kind of just see what the scene was, basically. And I had been a part of that group for many months before I ended up deciding to be brave enough to actually post something on it. And they were doing like a introduce yourself type of thing, where a bunch of people just post pictures and just say, hey, this is who I am, this is where I am, and if you want to hang out or whatever. So I finally got up the courage to post a picture and just kind of an intro, like, hey, this is who I am. I'm new to the community, looking for friends, possibly more. Would love to connect with people. And I had gotten a lot of DMs and talked to some people and kind of made a couple of friends, just very casually. But then shortly after I put that picture up, I got a DM from someone I had already known. I'm gonna call her Laura. That's not her real name, but I'm gonna call her Laura. So Laura DM'd me and basically just said, hey, how are you? I see that you posted this. How's it going? And I knew her because we went to middle school and high school together.
Oh, so this is someone you knew a long time ago, at
Long
least.
time ago, long time ago. Yeah. And she had been out when we were in school, or at
Oh,
least,
wow.
I mean, I don't really know for sure, but it was pretty obvious. And post high school, she was definitely out. So she'd been out for many, many years.
Got it.
And we were friendly in high school, but we were in band and ski club, like real cool stuff together, but not anything where we didn't hang out with the same friends or have the same, circle or anything like that. So we knew each other, but we definitely weren't friendly. So she DM'd me and we just started talking, and my mind was, oh, cool, I already know this person. It's less scary for me to meet like a total stranger. And here's someone I can talk to about this newly found situation that I'm in with my sexuality. So it
If
was like
nothing
a
else,
perfect.
someone with experience, someone who might give
Yeah.
pointer. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally makes
Yeah, and I thought
sense.
it would be really great, and it felt safe, it felt good, so we talked for a little while, and then we decided we would meet up for drinks like after work one day. We met up for drinks and totally normal, regular interaction. At no point was the word date ever mentioned. So like, I'm just going there assuming that I'm meeting up with a friend for a drink, like I would any of my other friends. We go to this bar, we sit, we talk, we reminisce about people we know from high school, like what people have been up to kind of thing. I told her about like some of the people that I dated post high school that were from our high school, things like that. And it was totally normal. We had a really good time and decided that we would hang out again the next time. Like it was great. So something to note too is that at the time that I had finally met up with her, I mentioned my ex-roommate. We had this like major falling out, and I moved out of the house and got my own apartment. And so right when I had met up with Laura, I had really been going through it like mentally
Yeah.
and kind of refiguring out. I'm figuring out my sexuality. I'm figuring
Yeah.
out my entire friend group. I'm figuring out like what my life is like after having moved out of this house that I've shared with someone for 15 years. It was a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're living
So
alone now, right? It's just you.
I'm living alone.
Right.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's just
Okay.
me. At the time, right a little bit before that, the trainer had broke up with her girlfriend and we were kind of talking, flirting, not really seeing each other yet, but on the way there, basically.
Yeah.
And so when I met Laura, I told her all about my train, you know, the trainer and things that were going on and you know what was happening with me being newly on my own kind of thing, but then also navigating being attracted to her, you know, to my trainer and all those kinds of
Yeah.
things. So it was just a, it was a weird time.
And just to be clear though, when like there's no you said it was totally normal, date was never mentioned. Laura never gave at this time gave you any kind of vibe that she was okay, so everything's totally
No.
above board. It seems totally normal.
Totally normal, totally platonic. I'm not good at picking up when people are flirting with me anyway, but so she could have been at the
Right,
time.
right, right.
But if I look back at it, I don't think she was. I think it was
Right.
just very friendly and totally
Got it.
normal.
Okay, cool.
So we had the drinks, it was fine. We agreed that we would hang out again another time. And over the course of like a year, I would say, maybe a little bit less than a year. She we hung out probably a total of like 10 times throughout the whole year. You know,
Okay.
if it was once a month, maybe I could be overestimating that amount. We because I'm busy, I'm figuring out things with this girl that I'm seeing, I'm working, I'm doing all these things. So we hang out the 10 times. Well, when we hang out, we either are going to a bar for food and drinks. I met up with her and her other gay friends a time at a happy hour and met them, talked to them. We'd go to her apartment, we'd smoke, and then we would just sit and talk. And she showed me pictures of like people, pictures she had from when from people we knew from high school, things like that. Stupid stuff, reminisce
Yeah,
about stuff.
right.
Watch YouTube videos, like whatever. So it wasn't anything, it was all totally normal. And again, every time I hung out with her, I talked a lot about the girl that I was seeing.
Right. And
And
this is the trainer that you had first developed a crush on, the same
yeah,
woman. Okay, yeah, okay.
same person, same. So we started dating. That's kind of a side story. So we started dating and she had been she's been always in a relationship, right? She's been back-to-back relationships her entire life. So when she broke up with the last girlfriend, she really wanted to make it a point to kind of not jump into the next relationship,
Totally.
and not only date other people, but kind of date herself and figure out like what she was doing. So
Right.
we were dating and she was also seeing other people,
Okay,
but
okay.
it was very like we talked about it all the time. It was super communicative. I hated it because I wanted to be
Sure, yeah,
exclusive,
right.
but it was totally up, it was above board and it
Yeah.
was fine. Like it was, you know, and it made sense to me because I understood where she was. I was also in a very weird place as it was myself. So like it made sense that she wanted to hold off. In the meantime, we're hanging out all the time though and doing everything that, you know, kind of a normal
Right.
couple would be doing.
Right.
And I'm telling all of my woes about not dating, you know, not exclusive being able to date my girlfriend to Laura, and she's giving me advice about, you know, what I should do and not, you know, it is mostly giving me advice on not U-hauling, which is a lesbian term, you know,
Right.
meaning that you just fall in with someone and then you just immediately move in with them. So,
Isn't there some famous, tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't there some famous joke about lesbians about like this? What is that?
if it's U-hauling, that's what it's called, really. That
And it
it's
means
just
you develop a relationship
you
so
move
quickly, you
in.
move right in. Okay,
Yeah, like it's pretty common for lesbians to like go on a date on Monday and then move in by Friday kind of thing. So like
Okay.
it's a pretty normal thing.
Right.
And so she was kind of warning me against that because she had a lot of relationships in her past that kind of went sour because of that.
Got it.
And so I'm telling her everything that is going on in my relationship. She's telling me everything about all of the things that are going on in her relationship. She's on the apps and she's dating people, and it seems like she's dating a lot of people. Like, I'll talk to her 1 week, she's seeing someone. A couple weeks will go by, something crazy will happen between the two of them, and then they'll break up and she'll swear off dating until she swipes right on the next person, and like the cycle starts all over again. So during the time that we were hanging out throughout the course of this year, she had been kind of showing me a lot of red flags that I, at the time, well, I'm the kind of person that would give, I give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm always just assuming that, people are having an off day or they're going through something. You just don't know what people are going through. So it's easier for me to assume that that person is having a tough time and just needs a little bit to get their shit together kind of thing. So she would tell me a lot of stories about the girls that she was seeing and how crazy they were ending, to the point where the cops got involved with a lot of the things that she was telling me about.
With
Like every
different women.
time with different women.
Oh
Yeah.
boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
She had a lot of stories about how the cops had to be called. And I should have used that as a really bright red flag, but for some reason I saw pink and I was like, that's not a deal. That's fine.
So
Cops get called all the
how many
time.
times are we talking about, like, if you in ballpark, like we're talking about like three or four different scenarios
Three or four
where.
times.
Okay, okay,
Yeah,
okay.
three or four times. And a lot, it's things where, for instance, there was one girl that she was dating that was a nurse, and she used to smoke weed with that girl. And she would threat, after they broke up, she told me that she was going to call the hospital that this nurse worked at to like rat her out for smoking weed.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I
The
get
things
it.
that are like, I'm like, I'm not making a phone call to a hot, like, what do
Yeah.
you ask for when you call for that kind of thing? Like,
Right, right, right. Yeah,
that's a weird thing to do. But
it's the kind of thing where it's almost like the main reason people like us don't think to do that is because it's like more shit to do. Like, it's not
yeah,
even
but
about like anything else. It's just like, why would I add more shit to my plate? Like, that's just
you're
so,
giving
yeah.
yourself administrative tag, like,
Yeah.
admin tasks. Why do you want to
Yeah.
do that?
Why?
Nobody wants to do
Exactly.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
totally. Yeah.
So it was very, it was, that was weird in itself.
Totally. Yeah.
And she had told me kind of casually, and at the time I didn't really put it in my pocket like I should have, that a previous ex of hers had a restraining order out against her.
Okay.
And saying it out loud, what an idiot. But like,
Ha.
I
I
should have
do get
thought
it
about that,
though. I
but
mean, I do get it because there's also this element of like, you're not romantically involved with this woman. Like
totally.
I have guy friends who are like, they seem in stories about other aspects of their life, whether it be work or relationship, intimate relationships, they seem crazy or stupid or whatever.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with me. So I just listen to the story and I'm like, wow, you're a fucking idiot or whatever.
Yeah.
And like it, and it
Yeah.
will never affect me. But like, so there's an element of that too. So it's not, I get what you're saying. You should have seen the red flags and I totally understand what you're saying. But at the same time, it totally makes sense that you didn't because that you're not thinking, it's not a you-centric thing. It doesn't have to do with you. So whatever this person's crazy stuff is with their relationship has nothing to do with you, you know? So
Right,
that makes
right. Well,
sense.
and
Yeah.
also in my mind, this is a new friend. Though I did know her in high school, my life is very separate from this person. She doesn't know
Right.
a lot of details about me. I
Right.
think she thought she did know them simply because she knew me as a kid, but like
Right.
12-year-old me was not
No, yeah.
36-year-old me. So like I
Right.
don't, it's not the same. So
Totally.
it was easy for me to kind of just take the information she was giving me and just kind of toss it aside as
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
a okay, this is, something is someone else is telling me, but it doesn't have anything to do with me. So
Totally, yeah.
when these pink flags started popping up, she was texting me all the time, all the time. And not just like, one or two texts of, small items. It was paragraphs and paragraphs of huge things of just like brain dumps that she would just, have an idea and then just text me a whole big brain dump of stuff to the point that I had to put her on mute on my phone because I was like, I can't keep getting all these phone messages all the time. And as it is, I don't really text. I like to text, but like, I'm not getting into a hours long conversation. Like, text me, I'll text you back, and then I'm done with this conversation.
Everybody has that
So
one friend that's like, I put you on mute, and I haven't told you, but you're on mute because you just dump all over me all the time. And I don't, it's anxiety inducing when you're like doing something, it's 2 p.m. and you're in the middle of something and someone's sending you all this shit. You're just like, mute immediately. Do not
That's
disturb.
exactly it. Yeah, do not disturb. And I was honest with her, and I told her that you're on mute. Feel free to text me as much as you want. So, because you're not going to bother me, you're on mute, but don't expect the same amount of text that you're giving to me. That's just not going to happen. I'll read the text, I'll respond to the one I want, and then I'll move on. So, and she seemed to be fine with that. Because I had dealt with that whole thing with my ex-roommate, I've been going to therapy and like kind of learning how to set boundaries with people. And I felt that with this new friendship, I had set some pretty good boundaries in the beginning of the relationship. So much so that I told my therapist, like, I feel good about this friendship. I've set these boundaries. I feel good about this kind of thing. I guess I didn't, but
No, but it sounds like you
we'll
did. I
get
mean,
there.
whether you set them or not, if somebody crosses those boundaries, that's not on you. You know what I mean? You set them with the expectation that people will abide by them, but not everybody does, as we are soon to learn, I think.
So me, so at this point, it's been like almost a year in my apartment. I've been dating this girl. We did make it exclusive. Both of our leases were going to be coming up. And though it was really technically only like 6 months until into our exclusiveness, we had been seeing each other for like 2 years at this point.
That's a long time.
So it's a long time. And she needed to get out of her apartment. My lease was ending, so we just decided we were gonna buy a house because we didn't want to live in a apartment building anymore. And we started looking for houses at the time. It took forever because the housing market in Connecticut is crazy. And we finally ended up finding a spot, and we were scheduled to close on the house in the beginning of February last year. It was February 8th was going to be our closing date, and we did everything that we needed to do. I'm, again, not the kind of person that shares a million things with people. And especially if it's not 100% sure, certain. So
Yeah, I'm
like
the same way.
I told a lot of people that we were moving into this house once for sure we had a closing date set. So it wasn't not only her that I didn't tell right away, but it was like most of the people in my life didn't know. My parents knew, but besides that, there really wasn't anybody that knew. So about a couple weeks before we were gonna close, I was like, I should tell Laura that we're moving in together. So we had plans to meet up after work and get drinks and dinner. And she we talked about it, and I told her, hey, me and Kelsey are moving in together, and we bought a house and we're super excited about it. And she seemed really supportive of it. Like, she was very much, happy, good for you guys, like this is gonna be great, whatever. And I left that meeting feeling very positive about the reaction I got,
And just a quick
only
question.
because I
Did your girlfriend know about, obviously she knew about Laura, but did she think anything weird about Laura, or to your girlfriend, was Laura just one of your friends?
She was just one of my friends. She had met Laura a couple times. And she had kind of, my girlfriend is super good at picking up on people's personalities. And I really should have just listened to her in the beginning, because she kind of said when she first met her, that like, oh, she seems kind of crazy. But
For some reason,
she
I
was
had a sense
supportive.
that that might be the case, because that is often the case where your partner's like, I fucking told you so, but you don't,
Yeah, she did get to say I told you so a lot of times, but yeah. So, yeah, she totally spotted it well ahead of time. But she had met Laura several times, and it was fine between the two of
Right.
them.
Okay.
It,
Yeah.
you know, it was fine for me to hang out with Laura. My girlfriend like works kind of late, so I often have a lot of time after work between the time that she gets out of work and then I get out of work that where I have like a couple hours where I can meet up with people. So it was like an easy time to be
Got
meeting
it.
up with a
Cool.
friend, basically. So I tell Laura that we're going to be moving in together. She seems great. I move on from that. Like a couple weeks go by, maybe 2 weeks, and it's right before, it's like the weekend before we're going to move in together. And it's close to Valentine's Day, so we're going to go out and have like a Valentine's Day dinner and kind of celebrate that we're going to close on the house next week. And the restaurant that we wanted to go to was really busy that night, and so I and there were no close by parking spaces, so I had to drop her, my girlfriend, off at the restaurant to get a seat, and then I had to go drive around and look for a parking space. I drove a bit of ways away, and when I finally found a spot, I picked up my phone to text my girlfriend to say, "Hey, I've got a little bit of a walk. I'll be there shortly." I noticed that I had a really, really long text message from Laura. And that part doesn't faze me because
Right.
that's kind of her MO. But the text basically said that it's stupid of me to be moving in this early, that I'm making a huge mistake, and just that I don't know myself enough to make this kind of decision. And she's just looking out for me as a friend. No, none of my other friends are brave enough to say what she's saying, and all this stuff. And it pissed me off. It like it, there was it was just it was way crossing boundaries. It was way over the top of a friend, not the kind of text a friend should be sending to someone. Like, if that's your opinion, great, fine, but it's not my business.
Yeah, you
My
didn't
business is
ask,
not,
you didn't solicit
no.
that advice
No.
or even how she felt. Like, that's so
No.
annoying. Yeah, I
It
hate
was,
that
yeah.
shit. Yeah.
And it just pissed me off to the point where I was like, you know what? F you, I'm blocking you and whatever. So
Okay.
while I'm walking to the restaurant, I blocked her phone number and I blocked her on all social media. I get to the restaurant, I tell my girlfriend about it, and we're just sitting there talking about it. And she's like, don't let it get to you. You know, I told you she was crazy. And let's just have, you know, a good night. You know, maybe just leave her blocked for tonight. And then tomorrow, once, you know, you're a little bit less pissed off, you can send her a message just to say, hey, you know, no. I should have mentioned too, before all of that, because of the red flags that she had been expressing to me, I kind of decided that I would like step back from her a little bit. So I kind of stopped, I avoided hanging out with her. Like she would invite me to go places and I would tell her I was busy, couldn't do it.
And for how long
And
before this Valentine's closing on house moment, how long?
like 2 months, I would say.
Okay. So in the recent history had been you're kind of avoiding her and distancing yourself in general. Okay, yeah.
Though I don't know that she picked up on that because she still texted me as much as she texted me.
Probably not, but you're doing that and making a conscious effort to do so. Yeah, okay. Got it.
So we decide at that time that like forget it for now, just let it go. In the morning, if I feel like it, I'll text her back and just say, hey, this isn't cool. You're crossing my boundaries. I don't really think we should be friends anymore, kind of thing. Because at that point, I was like, all right, this is like the last straw, kind of thing. So we have dinner, we enjoy it, we go back home or go back to my apartment because at this time I'm still in, you know, I'm still in my apartment, she's still in hers, we're just about to move. And she falls asleep on the couch, I'm watching Netflix, and it's like 11 o'clock, and I start getting all these text messages from an unknown number. And it's obviously Laura, and it's her telling me kind of how dare I block her. I'm an absolute coward for not just talking to her. She knew this is the kind of person I was. I'm a huge liar. I am manipulative. Anything she could have said, she said. And for the most part, compared to what happens subsequently, is it was pretty, I mean, it was tame, but it was still very annoying and
Yeah, and
very.
at the time, because you have nothing in the future to compare it to yet, because the future hasn't happened, you're thinking this is getting out of control, right? Like you are, you're distancing yourself from this person for reasons for, as you call them, pink flags, but this, at this moment, this, even just this, is like a new side of her that she's showing you, correct?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And it was just so the reaction of, I mean, nobody likes to get blocked, but like the reaction of it seemed so more, so much more. It just didn't, it didn't match up, especially because to me, she's like a casual friend, not a, she, I wouldn't even call her a very good friend. Like I wouldn't call her like a deep friend. I have way more, you know, closer friends. So it was a very strange reaction. I just didn't quite understand it.
Yeah, I mean, the most normal reaction, I think, to getting blocked is, at least in my mind, it's, oh, this person doesn't want me to contact them. I'm not gonna con, you know what I mean? It's like I would do the opposite. I would withdraw from that person, not attack, because it's like, you block me, you, that's how badly you don't want me to be in your life. Bye. You know, but
Fine, yeah.
obviously she's doing the opposite.
So it was crazy. And my girlfriend's asleep at the time. So here I am, like just absolutely freaking out about these texts that I'm getting. And I went to sleep. I woke up. I told my girlfriend about it. And we both kind of were like, whoa, she's crazy. Block that number and be done with it. So, okay, I blocked that number and I thought that was kind of be it. It wasn't. She proceeded to just make more unknown numbers that she could text me from. And she would text me all hours of the day, all hours of the night, many, many, many text messages, all huge paragraphs worth of
Oh
stuff. I mean, for
my
the most part, huge
God.
paragraphs worth of stuff. To the point where at the end of it, she texts me over 500 times by over 37 different phone numbers.
Oh my God.
So the second round of texts from the second number were, it got progressively more vile and just disgusting. She would use things that I told her about my past, about the my
Oh God.
girlfriend, about my ex-roommate as like ammo for the things that she could say that she knew would hurt my feelings. She would comment, she commented about my body because like the reason I met my girlfriend was that I was going to the gym and trying to work out and like lose weight and stuff. And so she commented that it's not working kind of thing.
Oh my God.
She said so many things about my girlfriend and about how she's probably not a lesbian. She's actually probably trans because her voice is so deep. Like things that were seemed homophobic to me, like in ways that were very confusing because she's at the same time touting about how, you know, she's like the epitome of a perfect lesbian and she knows everything there is to know about being in the community and what it's like to be gay. And I couldn't possibly know what it's like to be gay because I'm so new to it. And she went through my Instagram. It was clear that she went through my Instagram and like picked out photos that I have with me and other friends or me and like my guy friends. And she'd be like, how many times did you fuck those guys? And how many, you know, just so many things, disgusting, really personal things about me hooking up with basically anybody that I had ever been come in contact with.
Is this, and the frequency is what? Are we talking every single day, or are we talking how, like, what
For
are
the
we?
most part, yeah, for the most part, every day,
Whoa.
there would be times where she would text me. I think that I don't know if she was drinking or if she was doing other things, but it would be a lot of times during the day, I would have like one or two texts and it would be kind of tame. And then like come midnight, between midnight and like 4 a.m., I'd get like a barrage of text messages from her. It was crazy. I remember one time I was at the grocery store, you know, just shopping for groceries, and in the middle of it, I got like a really hateful text, and it just completely fucked my mood. Like my entire day was ruined from then. So there were just
Speaking
like
of
she
that, though, like how is it affecting your mental? Because I understand when it first starts, you're overwhelmed, you're maybe even panicked. It's a lot of new things. But as it starts to settle in, and this is becoming your new normal, getting these texts every fucking day and every night, like how is this affecting your mood or mental state?
terrible,
Okay.
terrible. So this all happened, like the first text happened like 3 or 4 days, maybe like a week before I moved into this house with my girlfriend.
Right,
So
yeah.
like it completely ruined
Yeah.
that whole entire experience. In fact, the day that we moved in, all of this had been happening for several days after that dinner date. And to the point where my girlfriend was like, "You should go to the cops about this. Like,
Oh, wow.
it's
Wow.
getting
It
a little
was
fucked."
that intense that
It
quickly.
was that
Wow.
intense.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah.
And so, and I, and me, one, I'm not, I'm def, I'm first of all not the person that's going to be like, yeah, the cops are the first people that I'm going to. That's just
Right, yeah.
not, that's not what I would think of. I was just,
Yeah.
and I was like, this isn't that serious. So I really reluctantly went to the cops the first time. So the day that we moved in the middle, she had her movers come in the morning. I did the afternoon, and sandwiched in between that, we went to the police department and filed a police report.
Whoa,
So
okay.
like it was a weird, that was a weird day.
Yeah, that sounds like a very, very weird day. Yeah.
Yeah. So I and so the cops that I went to the cops in the town that my apartment was in, because they told me that that was where you had to file the police report, when the
Okay.
town that you are currently residing. So I went to that police department, I filed the police report. The cop didn't really know what he could do at that
Well, that's what I was
time.
going to say. Like, what would, at this stage at least, what would it be considered by the police as a potential crime? Like, what are we talking? It's not stalking. It's harassment. What are
No,
we talking about?
harassment. Yeah,
Okay,
it was
yeah.
harassment. And I, at the time, excuse me, didn't want to, I didn't want to file a police report, or I filed the police report, but I didn't want to file any charges against
Okay,
her
okay.
because I didn't want, I knew that that was going to open up a whole other can of worms.
Right. If
So I was
blocking
like,
her upset her this
yeah,
much, take
yes,
like having a
exactly.
filing. Pressing charges against her is going to make her turn into a fucking demon or
Exactly.
something. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and because in the she had told me so many things in the past that she had dealt with
Right.
police, and so she had this whole thing that, you know, she hates cops, she doesn't trust them. They, you know, are all corrupt, and
Yeah.
she has
Yeah.
PTSD from getting arrested in the past, like things like that. So I knew
Got
that
it.
getting the cops involved with her specifically was going to
Right. Yeah.
be a thing for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
So I went to the cops, I told him about it. He asked me if I wanted to press charges. I said no, not at that particular time. I'll come back if I do. But in the meantime, at least I have it documented that this is what's happening and this
Right.
is what I'm telling the cops.
Totally.
Rewind a little bit, because during our friendship, she let me borrow this book that was about being gay, and like newly coming out kind of thing. And so I had that book, and part of what she had been texting me was, "Give me my book back." And she
Okay.
was kind of using that as a way to work, still connected because you have this book. Mind you,
God,
I'd had the book
yeah.
for like 7 months. I hadn't
Right.
opened it, and she never mentioned it to me again. It wasn't like a
Right.
give, I'm letting you borrow this book, can I have it back when you're done with it? It was like a, here's the book, you might want it, like let's
Totally.
whatever. So
It's so
it was,
interesting how these, I mean, not that this Laura woman is like anybody that I've ever known, but there's like a suite of qualities or characteristics that people who act like this when jilted or whatever towards someone that they perceive has insulted them or harmed them or hurt them, they have these same kinds of tactics. Like, you have that thing of mine that I need back. When can I get it? How can I get it? I want it. And it's like, you didn't give a shit about that until we had a falling out. Like, and then the other thing you mentioned that really reminded me of, not to the degree that Laura is exhibiting and going to exhibit it in the near future, but in my experienced some of the more, maybe let's say, crazy ex-girlfriends of mine, the texting ramping up in that one window between midnight and 4 a.m. where it's just like, I remember there were moments in my life where I would roll over to my phone after waking up and think, what the fuck's it going to be this morning? You know, and you just open it up. You got like 12 texts that are just telling you how terrible you are, how much this person's always hated you. They've always known this and how I've always been this certain way. Then I'm such a whatever, this and that. And it's so interesting that this, it's almost like a prototype, this kind of person, you know?
Yeah.
And it sounds like Laura fits that to a T and then some. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Prototype is the perfect word. Cause yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. So I had the book, and she had been, part of the texts were that she was going to come to my apartment. She's going to wait outside my apartment. And so that I could give her the book, or she'll come to my work, or she'll come to my girlfriend's work, to get the book. And God. As soon as I give her the book, she'll leave me alone. So like,
yeah,
it was like, a, you know,
I'll
get
the, right,
give her the
dude.
Book. Yeah. 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 So when I went to go file the police report, I brought the book with me and I gave it to the cop. And I was like, here's the book. I will tell her that you have it.
Yeah.
You can come pick it up here. And then like, I'm done with
this.
Wow.
That's
now,
fucking
right?
So, like, that is such a smart move on your part, by the way. Like that's a great, great thought. That's fucking brilliant. Yeah. Also,
well, and because
I was going to ask, like, how much are you even responding to her at all?
Oh, I'm not okay, responding to her at all.
Got it.
I don't think, no, I didn't respond at all at this time.
Also the, smart. I mean, that's the only way to do this kind of shit. Yeah, totally.
Because I figured, I mean, I ghosted people before. I've been ghosted before.
Right,
no contact. That's all you have to do. It's not that big of a deal.
So
when I went, brought the book to the police department, they told me to specifically message her back and say, stop contacting me, specifically say stop contacting me, and tell her that the book is here and she can come pick it up whenever she
got
wants.
Got it. Okay, cool.
So I did. I responded to her and I said, stop contacting me. I'm done with this. You can get your book at the police department.
Mm-hmm.
And she obviously didn't like that. She was like, obviously I'm not going to the police department to get it. Like I'm coming to your apartment to get it. I don't care. Yada, yada, yada. And I had to message her to be like, I don't even have it anymore.
It's not with
me. The cops have it.
All right. Yeah.
No. So like, it is what it is. And then like 2 weeks later, we both got a postcard that said, you have evidence here at the police department. Come pick it up when you want, which is telling her, hey, we have the book. If you want it back, you come get it, basically.
Got it, yeah.
So after I filed the police report, I was kind of hoping that was going to be it. I really was hoping that that was going to be the last thing.
Right.
But obviously it wasn't. at that time, my girlfriend was telling me, don't read the messages that she's sending to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not good for you. It was affecting being able to live in our house. It was affecting the move-in. It was affecting me completely, just because I was completely terrified of everything. And she was hurting my feelings. Like every message that she sent made me feel like shit about myself.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what she wanted. So,
totally, yeah,
you know, it was working.
Yeah.
And so at the time, my girlfriend said, don't read them. Mm-hmm. And I should have listened to her, but really what it was just constantly popping up on my phone. It was so hard not to read them that I couldn't not.
And is it still always from a new number? Is this how she's doing it? It's always
She would text me from one number like 10 to 20 times on one number, and then she would stop texting me, and then she'd switch to another number and text me from that number, because she knew that she only had a certain window to have me read them before I would block them. And she mentions that in some of the texts too. She's like, I have to keep sending you from different numbers because I don't know how quick you're blocking them, kind of thing.
Give it up. It's like, fucking give it up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so my girlfriend is like telling me that I should be filing charges against her to really put it to a stop. But I was so afraid to continue down the road with the cops. I just didn't want to get involved with like the court and needing to do all that stuff that I just really didn't want to do it. I was like, hopefully if I just let it go and just whatever, her she'll run out of steam eventually, and like just drop it and we can both move on from this and just whatever. So because I wouldn't go to the cops, my girlfriend asked me, she's like, listen, if she texts you, especially if she's texting, because she texted me a lot of things about my girlfriend. If she texts you, like, I can't really hear about it because I'm just annoyed that, like, I'm pissed that you're not going to the cops to do it. So she like kind of set that boundary for me on that, because she was like, listen, I want to be there for you, but my solution to you is go to the cops. And if you're not willing to do that, then like, I can't, you know, I don't want to, I can't really be a part of it. So she's texting me all of these things and I'm not telling anybody about them. I'm just in it on my own. She know my girlfriend, I think she kind of figured or thought, you know, if I'm getting a text message, like, then it's probably from her,
Oh my
but we just
God,
weren't
what like a
talking about
dark
it.
cloud, what a dark cloud over the whole relationship now. It's like it's
Yeah.
seeping into fucking everything, which again is even more frustrating. You said this about something else earlier. This is what Laura wants. Like that
Yeah, that's
becomes
what
the
she
worst
wanted.
part about all of this. Like their whole agenda is to fuck your life up in any which way that they can. So any version of that is another point for them. And that's
Yeah.
totally what's happening. That makes it all the more upsetting while you're experiencing it, you know? Because obviously
Yeah.
it sucks that your relationship is getting fucked from it. But then on top of that, it's like, it's because of this fucking crazy person that won't give up. And that makes it doubly terrible.
Yeah, yeah. And it really made the time of us moving in together feel so shitty, when it should have been just like the most fun
Oh
time.
man.
Like, I remember we were out buying furniture and, like, you know, just shit to put on the walls and stuff, and I'm getting text messages from Laura while we're out, and like, she can, you know, my girlfriend can see that my entire mood completely shifts, and I'm just trying to be cool about it off in the corner and like deal with it on my own. And it was just so hard to do. It
That
really,
fucking
really, really
sucks.
affected my mental health, to the point where, I mean, I was talking to my therapist about it regularly. It was a whole thing.
Oh
It
God.
yeah, it got crazy. So this happened for about a month. It went on like this nonstop 24/7. And the final straw for me was I got a text from her saying, sending, I got a text from her essentially saying, congrats on the purchase of your home at 1234 Main
Oh my
Street.
God. She knew
Like,
your
she
address.
knew my address,
Oh
which I
God,
never told her,
that's
obviously.
scary. That's legitimately scary.
So she clearly like looked it up online and saw that, you know, this is the house that we live in, and she said, you know, expect a housewarming present, you know,
Oh my
from
God.
me soon. Which, what does that mean? What could that mean?
It's like Cape Fear. It's like, what the fuck's gonna happen? It's like one of your cat's heads in a box or something.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And it made it so that it was at that point, that was when I was like, okay, am I being watched or am I
And that
being
feels like a direct
followed?
threat. It's a direct threat.
100%.
So you must have gone to the police again after this, right?
That was it. I was the that day I went to the cops. So I went to the cops at our local, where the house is, which is a different town from where my apartment was. So I go to the cops and I walk in and I'm like, listen, I'm here because I'm being harassed by someone via text message. I don't know what can be done. I filed this previous police report in this other town. I had it with me. And you know, what can be done? What can I do? Kind of thing. And the cop that I met with, was, at first, I think at first was kind of like, you know, I don't really know that we can help you with anything. But he's like, can I read the text? And I said, sure. So I handed him my phone and he started reading the text, and I could see the change in him be like, whoa, like, holy crap, like, this is insane.
He's like, I don't think we can help you. Never mind.
That's exactly it. And it was immediately like he was on my side and wanted to stop this for me.
That's amazing.
So it was really great that he was the one that got involved. So I filed the police report, met with him. He asked me for her regular phone number because he was going to contact her and just say, you know, I'm Officer so and so from the police department. Stop contacting Tess, or we're going to have to file some charges. And so he said that for the course of like the next day or so, him and I were calling each other and texting each other, and he was telling me that he was calling her and texting her to give her this message, but he wanted to give it to her in person. So what he was texting and calling her for was to say, can we meet up? Can I come to your apartment? Or, whatever. And he called her and texted her so many times that she eventually texted him and said she was going to contact his supervisor for harassing her because he was
Oh
contacting
my
her too many
God,
times.
that's fucking hilarious. Wow.
Yeah. The cop thought that was funny too.
The complete lack of awareness in her mind, like the warp, they're so fucking warped, people like this. Like it's just so only about them. Everything is an affront to them. Anything they do is totally justified and warranted because they get their position because they are them. They don't have any awareness of like other people are also people and you are one of those people too. Everyone's going through the same shit. So like the same applies to you as it does to anybody else. But they don't fucking think
No,
like
not
that.
for her.
Yeah,
No, not for her.
It's
She's totally
crazy.
unique.
Yeah, of
One thing
course.
that was really funny that the cop told me, and I thought this was hilarious, and he thought it was hilarious, is that at one point she's texting him back the same kind of vile shit that she's been texting me this whole time. Because she just has that much audacity that she at one point tells him that this cop that like he can't mess with her because she's part of a protected class, because she's a lesbian, like everything is a hate crime to her. Like a lot of things, have gone wrong in her life, according to her, because of her sexuality. And that could very well be the case in her
Right, it could be.
experience. But I think in this case, for sure, she used it as a get out of jail free card kind of thing, or like a, or
Got
she
it.
kind of thought it was going to be her get out of jail free card thing.
Got it.
But so she tells the cop that he's like a racist asshole, and she's sure that he just arrests black people for, for no reason and all this kinds of stuff.
Just
And
saying, she's just saying
this,
shit.
it's just saying stuff. And to the point where he had to tell her he's black. So he told, he said, he was like, honey, I'm black. Like, I don't know what you want. Like,
That's
it was so,
hilarious.
it was really funny. And he laughed about that and like what a joke she really is and the
Right.
communications that, and it only fueled his fire
Yeah.
against her and for
Yeah, yeah.
me, all of the more bullshit she said to him.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
eventually he got, I guess he said he went to his supervisor and asked permission to like go to her apartment and like knock on the door. And not to serve her with anything, not to do anything,
Yeah.
just to say, don't contact Tess anymore. So he did that. He went to her apartment, and left a note, left his card underneath her door and on her car. And after that, I got a bunch of text messages from her about like, you can't sic the cops on me. I know the law better than they do.
I don't think that's true, Laura. I don't think you know the law
No.
better than cops.
Yeah, no, but according to her, she does.
Right, of course, yeah.
She knows how to get out of things better because, she's dealt with the cops before and
I've been in
all these
trouble with the
things.
cops so many times. I know the law better than cops.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yep, that's
Okay. It's
exactly
some
it.
claim,
So,
yeah.
yeah, she said a lot of stuff about that. And after that, once he really officially told her, hey, stop contacting Tess, that was when he told me, listen, you should file a restraining order against her.
Yeah, right.
So I contacted a lawyer friend of mine and asked what that meant. In Connecticut, there's two different types of restraining orders that you can file. One is a civil restraining order, and then the other one is a family restraining order. Family restraining order is anytime you have a relationship with any, if it, you have a relationship with someone, no matter what kind of relationship that is, it's a family. It's a family, or if you've dated someone, even if you've gone on one date with someone, it's a family protective order. If you're just, it's a civil one, it's just like a two neighbors, whatever. Like you, so it's a different way to file a civil versus a family protective order. I could file a civil because we've never had any sort of relationship like that. So I went to the court, I filed my restraining order, I filed my civil one, and waited to hear back on what was going to happen, because you can file it and request immediate relief, but you still have to go to court, and then the court will tell you, is the relief happening, continuing, or is it not? I didn't get immediate relief. I had to go to court, but I didn't get immediate relief. So I filed my restraining order. She got served with the documents. And after she got served, that was the last time I heard from her. I didn't
Whoa.
hear any more. I didn't get any more text messages from her.
That's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
The psychology is just like the cop
Yeah.
coming to her door and saying, stop, didn't do shit. In
Yeah.
fact, it
Think
emboldened
about
her.
that.
But getting
Yeah.
served, she zipped her lip or stopped texting. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the
So
day that
she.
she got served, she stopped texting me. I didn't hear anything from her via phone. And I still
Yeah.
haven't. So,
Wow. Okay.
that's a good thing.
Right, of course, yeah. But
But
then your
because I
court date's
filed,
coming, right?
then we
Yeah.
had our court date.
Yeah.
So I had hired an attorney, a real bulldog, awesome attorney who like completely again had my side and was like, oh yeah, we've got this in the bag, no problem. I downloaded a program on my computer where you can like plug your phone into it and it'll print off all of the text messages from any phone number that you have.
Oh, wow.
In like time stamps and dates and everything, so that it was very, this is what she was saying to me, this is when she was saying it to me, and here's all of the evidence of the harassment.
And you still had all that. You didn't delete it all. You still have fucking brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, I deleted like at the end of it when I printed them all out, I only had 333 messages, but I so in about like 2 weeks before I filed the restraining order, I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna delete them so that I'm not reading them.
Yeah.
So I did delete some of them, but for the most part, I had
Great.
almost all of them.
Great.
I also had her original chain of text messages
Right.
that proved that we never talked about anything,
Right. Yeah.
like relationship-wise, it was all
Yeah.
platonic. So it was very like I had a lot of stuff to back it up.
Clear documentation that everything you're saying in your version is the way it really was. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. When I went to file the restraining order against her, the attorney, I hadn't hired my attorney yet at that point, but the attorney that I talked to said, go to the family court, because she had mentioned previously that she had been had, other restraining orders filed, or a
Right,
restraining
yeah.
order filed against her. Go to the family court, because that's not, you can't find that online. You have to physically go to the court and like look in their system to see if this person is in their
Oh,
system. So
okay.
after you go to the court to file the restraining order, go across the street to the other court building, talk to the clerk there, and see if you can get some information on whatever other cases she's had brought against her. So yeah, so I went over to the court
Yeah.
and talked to a very nice clerk there who helped me and printed out four other restraining orders that she had out against her. One of
Four?
them, four of them. Yeah. Four of
That's
them.
so many
And
restraining orders.
it's an unbelievable amount of orders.
That's
Yeah.
fucking
And
crazy.
one of them had been filed. This is February of 2023. One of them had been filed in like November of 2024. So, like, it was
Or
very
November
close to each
2022, you mean, the
other.
year prior.
That's what I meant. Yes. Yeah. A year prior. So,
Whoa,
like,
dude. So
just a
she's just
couple
fucking.
months.
So even like while she's
Yeah.
fucking with you, there's like a whole other world underneath that where she's fucking with somebody else. How but does this woman have so much? Literally, my first thought is, how does this woman have so much fucking time?
Yeah, how do you
Like,
keep up with this? I
how
have
do you
no
do
idea.
this?
I
Yeah.
don't know. Yeah, it was bonkers. And the so when you file a restraining order, you've got to put like, who the person is, where they're from, how do you know them, yada
Yeah.
yada. But you also have to write out a full affidavit of, why you're filing this restraining order. So, because I could pull up the four restraining orders, I printed them out, and I brought them with me to meet with my attorney that I had
Yeah,
hired
yeah.
for the court case. And reading the affidavits, they all read almost exactly the same. I met Laura, we dated, we had a relationship for, however long they had it, and then things went south and shit went down and the cops got involved, and now I'm filing this restraining order because she won't stop texting me. And in fact, one of the I think two of them at least say that she made, got different numbers, spoofed numbers, and continued to text after I said, please don't contact me, kind of thing. So they all read super similar.
And the only difference actually would be yours because you didn't even date. So, like,
Yeah.
But other than that, they're all the same.
They're all
That's
the same. Yeah,
fucking
completely the same.
crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it.
What an MO.
On one hand, yeah, absolutely. On one hand, it made me feel better that, like,
right.
I wasn't.
Of course.
It wasn't
Yeah.
just me, and
Yep.
that I didn't just
Yeah.
fall prey to this crazy person. But on the other hand, it made me feel even more shitty because I'm like, geez, like, this is information that you. I mean, you'd have to know to go look for it, but it's
Of course.
available to you. And like,
Right.
this is information people should know when if you're
Yeah.
getting involved with this person,
Yeah.
because
How the hell could you
that's such a,
possibly have thought of
you
it? But
can't,
I get what you're
no.
saying, but you can't
Yeah.
blame yourself for that. But yeah, no, I totally get feeling almost relief that you're not the only one, especially if those other people
Yeah.
are like all alive. I'd be like, are they
Yeah,
still fucking
yes.
alive? Okay. Well, I mean, at
Yeah.
least you're not gonna fucking kill me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're definitely all alive for sure.
Yeah. Great. Great
So
news. Yeah.
great news. So I brought the affidavits with me to the attorney that I hired, and she was going to use those in
Yeah.
evidence as
Yeah,
well.
yeah,
So fast forward to the court date.
yeah.
The cop that was helping me was also at the court that day because he got subpoenaed to be there for me. And he was going to testify on my behalf and tell the judge of all the communications he had with Laura. And we weren't sure that Laura was going to show up. I
Of
was
course,
represented.
yeah.
I had my attorney. She wasn't represented. She was representing herself.
Okay.
And so, because she knows the law better
Of
than the
course.
cops. So, like,
Why
why
would
would
she
she have an
hire a
attorney?
lawyer when she is the law?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We weren't sure she was going to show up, and I was really banking on the fact that she wasn't going to show up.
I would also think she would not. I mean, just that would be my guess. Yeah.
If it was if the roles were reversed, I don't think I'd show up to that. At
Right.
that point, I would have been like,
Ex
okay, the game's
yeah.
up. Like,
Dead to, they got me dead to rights. I'm done. I'm not texting anymore. It's over. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we really weren't sure she was going to show up. So, but we're waiting for the doors to open to the court. There's going to be four cases that day. We don't know what order they're going to be heard in, but it's going to be all the same, like restraining orders. And we're waiting by the side of the door, and I'm talking to the cop, and the cop's telling me that he found out pre this date that she has a warrant out for her arrest for strangulation, and harassment from someone else.
Strangulation. Oh my
Yes.
God.
Yep.
That's
So
a whole other
that's a
threshold
whole
that she has
thing.
crossed. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm freaking out. Like, what do you mean
Yeah. Yeah.
strangulation?
Yeah.
I knew
Yeah.
she was crazy,
Totally.
but I didn't realize it was that crazy.
Difference. Yeah. Exactly.
That's the, like you said, that levels her up like a
Yeah.
lot in
Yeah.
my mind.
Yeah.
But that he was going to get the so the warrant was with the state police, and so he was going to get the state police to meet him and us so that after her hearing and after our hearing, she would get arrested for, she'd get arrested for that warrant.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So because he's a local cop, not a state trooper. So he contacts the state trooper's office, which is located right across the street from the courthouse, and tells them, this is what we're going to do. I've got somebody here with a warrant with the state troopers. Come get her after this hearing. So a couple minutes later, we file into the courtroom. It's a big, ornate room, super echoey. And I'm sitting there absolutely freaking out. Like, my heart is
Yeah.
beating super fast. We've got to listen to this other court case. And the whole time I'm like, hurry the fuck up. Like,
Yeah,
let's go.
totally.
I don't want to sit here for this.
Yeah.
And about halfway through that court case, a gaggle of cops it comes filing into the room.
Whoa.
Probably like four or five, maybe six of them. They say, are you Laura? Yes, I am. Come with us, please. They escort her out of the courtroom. And immediately she gets just past the door for the courtroom, and her voice goes wild. She just starts screaming, what am I getting arrested for? What's happening? I'm here. She yelled out, I'm here because my girlfriend filed a restraining order against me. She called
Oh
me her
my
girlfriend.
God.
So she caused this big fucking scene, like this crazy thing, to the point where she screamed. She said she was getting assaulted. She claimed she was getting raped.
Raped?
She yelled that
Wait, what the fuck?
She wanted a female officer there for her.
Right.
So
okay.
she,
I mean, fair enough. Yeah.
But there were like
oh,
three of
oh,
them.
okay. Yeah.
So it like didn't make any sense. It was crazy. So she,
wow.
I can't remember. I want to say this happened this time, but it could have happened the last time. I think it happened this time. So
okay.
While she's getting arrested in the courtroom,
I love that
the
there's
entire,
another time, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I got ahead of myself, but yeah. So while she's getting arrested, she's in this hallway and it's a courthouse. It's
yeah,
echoey as fuck
super
in there.
Loud. Yeah.
She's screaming at the top of her lungs. The entire building like basically comes out of whatever they're doing to like make sure everybody's okay. So it's a
what a
huge
commotion.
scene,
Yeah.
a huge commotion. It's absolutely insane. So I'm terrified. I'm so sad about this. Like,
Yeah.
I don't like this girl has fucked up the last, you know, several months or weeks of my life, but like, I don't wish bad things on
Yeah,
her. This is,
totally. Yeah.
and it was
Yeah.
really a terrible, traumatic thing for anybody to watch,
Yeah.
let alone somebody that you knew
Yeah,
and that you
totally.
once called a friend. Like,
Yeah.
I didn't want that to happen to her. She made it worse than it really was, but
Yeah,
like,
of
it
course.
was
Yeah.
just,
Wow.
It was crazy. She'd lost her mind. This is the thing that, so she, while she's getting arrested, she tells the cops that she needs her medicine. She needs to, she's got PTSD, all these things. She says, I want to make a phone call to my attorney. And the cop says, you know, that usually happens later, but
yeah,
fine.
right.
You know,
Okay.
maybe, I think he probably did that hoping that it would like calm her
Calm,
down a little bit.
Okay.
And this is, mind you, the state troopers that are arresting her.
Yeah, yeah.
She asks for her phone call. She gets the phone call. She dials 911 and reports that she's getting kidnapped to the local police department that picks up the phone.
That's not what kidnapping is.
Yeah,
dude, imagine getting arrested and being like, I'm being kidnapped.
Yeah.
By
yep,
the police.
Yep. So
yeah.
She gets called out of the courtroom and she's waiting there. You know, she looks crazy. I mean, she looks absolutely crazed, but she's waiting there because the troopers can't take her away because they have to wait for the state or for the
Oh
local cops to
my
come and like
God.
be like, listen, she's not getting kidnapped, she's getting arrested.
Oh my God, what a fucking insane scene.
Yeah, it was wild. The last I saw her at that day was she was getting hauled away in an ambulance because she said told them that she was having a panic attack, and they asked her if she wanted an ambulance. She said yes, and then they took her away to the hospital. And then I don't know what happened after that because I didn't see or know, and it's not my business because it wasn't my case. So like I couldn't
I'm
have called
sure
and
it
asked
was
about it.
eventful in some way or another, but
Yeah.
what that sounds like the craziest fucking court appearance like in history. That's
It wasn't.
That's fucking. Oh, there's the next one is even worse. Okay,
it wasn't.
Let's have it
yeah.
then. Okay, so you mentioned
so,
there's another one. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So because we never got to our part.
Yeah, there's
of
no
the
resolution.
Hearing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah.
because of that, I didn't like get it. I thought I was like, okay, well, the cops should just, or the judge should be like, this bitch is
Yeah,
crazy.
that's
Let's
over.
give
Yeah.
her this. Yeah.
Yeah.
No hearing
Granted.
necessary. But
Yeah.
She's allowed to tell her side of the story. So we had to continue the date, and my lawyer was not available and the cop wasn't available like on two different weeks, so we had to push it out by a whole month.
Okay.
So like that month was completely devastating to me. Like I need this to get
you
out
need
of
to
my
end
face. Like
it needs to
I
end.
can't handle this anymore. I was totally distracted at work. Like I couldn't do work. It was super hard for me to maintain my interpersonal relationships with my other friends and such, because this was so all consuming to me that I couldn't really talk about anything else besides this, even though I didn't want to talk about anything besides this.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it was just a really weird and strange and terrible time. So fast forward, I've got everything locked down with my attorney that we're good to go. We know exactly what we're going to say. And let me rewind a little bit that after the whole thing with the book went down, I decided that if she wasn't going to go get the book from the PD, the only other way that I was going to get her out of my hair was to get her the book myself. And the PD wouldn't, the police wouldn't give me back the book because at that point to them, it's like it's evidence. So they wouldn't give it back to me. So I ordered the book on Amazon. I had it shipped to her apartment and I wrote like a note to her. Or I, it came to my house. I had a note. I put the note inside the book and then I shipped it to her. And I, in the note, I basically said, like, this is the best that you're going to get from me for a response. You're too much for me. I, you know, your opinion is your opinion, but I don't, I never asked for it. And thanks, but no thanks, and good luck in life. At this point, in some of the texts, she had said to me that she had feelings for me and that, you know, she had kind of assumed that we were in some sort of emotional relationship.
I mean, she made that up entirely, but okay,
Yeah, and which I said so in the in the note, just to say, like, you know, if you thought there was something going on between us, like I'm sorry, there wasn't. I definitely didn't there, I didn't share that same sentiment. And then I kind of I in the last paragraph I kind of just said a couple things that were like debunking the stupid weird lies. Like, for one of the lies was that she swore that I worked at Amazon for like a full year, and just and because she worked at Amazon and I was ignoring her the entire time I was working at Amazon because I thought I was too good to be her friend until I decided I was going to be gay, this whole thing.
Interesting.
So in the note, I left in the note, I put it in the book, I mailed her the book. I wasn't sure she ever got the book because I never got a tracking notification. And she had always said several times that like getting things shipped to her is a 50-50 because of people stealing packages and stuff. So like I was like, okay, maybe she just never got it and whatever. And it had gotten too far past that that I was like, you know, that
Yeah,
the
you're not going
book
to
thing
ask
is
her.
over.
Hey, I know everything's a little weird between us, but did you get my book?
Yeah, did you get that book? So that's kind of an aside because it's going to come up in the next court case. So we fast forward the month, we go, that time passes, it's a terrible month. We get to the court date. Again, I wasn't sure she was going to show up. She did. And this time we got our hearing. She was representing herself and I had my attorney. So in the beginning of the court, beginning of the case, the judge kind of basically said, like, I know that you're representing yourself. The legal system is weird enough to navigate for real attorneys. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a pass in that you don't really know courtroom decorum or, like, you know, how to handle yourself in a courtroom or what you can and cannot ask or whatever. So I'll kind of guide you through those things if there's any issues. And the judge kind of gave her a little, you know, was just kind of being nice about all of that in the beginning. I got called to this, or the cop got called to the stand first. He told the story, same story that I told, that, you know, he talked to her, she was a little crazy, whatever. Then I get called to the stand. I'm up on the stand. My attorney asks me a bunch of questions. She's asking me about the how I came across the other restraining orders, a little, you know, history about what happened, why I filed my restraining order, talking about the texts, talking about the book, just, you know, giving a synopsis of what's been happening. And we've got this whole stack of papers for evidence of printed out texts and things like that. And my attorney brings it up and wants to submit those texts into evidence. And Laura objects and says that how are we to know that those texts are really from me? They're, you know, unknown numbers and they can't be traced back to anybody.
Well, that's pretty, I
And
mean, all
so
things aside, that's pretty fucking smart, but something tells me
honestly,
it
yeah,
doesn't work. But yeah, okay, yeah.
she's
Sounds
done.
smart.
It was clear based on the things that she was talking about that she had done a little bit of research and or this wasn't her first rodeo. So like she could have just known what to say and do. So my attorney's talking about these texts and the judge is agreeing with Laura and saying, well, you know, she's right.
Technically, you could not prove it. Yeah.
Yeah. If we can't prove that it's her, then whatever. So the judge decides not to let the text in.
Wow.
So that was like a huge blow to the case. And then because I'm getting questioned, that's Laura's turn to cross-examine me.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's asking me a bunch of questions. The first thing she asked me was, how long did I think that we were dating for? And I said, we weren't dating. We were
0 days, 0 days, 0 hours,
zero,
zero
days.
Minutes. Yeah.
Yep. And then she said, well, when we first went out for drinks, you know, you didn't think that that was romantic, or, you know, when
wow,
I asked you out for drinks, you
dude,
didn't think.
This is the most hung up motherfucker in the world. Like, yeah. Get over it.
Yeah. Well, and I, at that point, I looked her straight in the eye and I said, I don't assume every person I go out for drinks with, I'm on a date with.
Yeah.
Like, you usually establish that kind of thing before you go out with someone.
Yeah.
So it didn't make any sense to me. So I think that was a bit of a blow. But during that conversation, she's cross-examining me. She brings up the book and she lifts up the package that I sent it to her in. And says, you know, here's the book. I can't remember why she brought it up in the first place, but I think it was to say to the judge that, like, I stole from her, because that was one of the things that she was trying
right,
to say.
Right, right, yeah.
So she holds up the book and continues asking me questions, do all this thing, whatever. After she's done, she says she's done with asking me questions. My attorney can cross, you know, ask me follow-ups. And she says, Laura mentioned the book. Are there any text messages that mention
dude.
The book? And I was like, yeah, that's my attorney knew exactly what to do at that point, because I was like, oh yeah, there's several of them that reference the book. And that's when the judge was like, okay, let me read the text
and
see,
now we
know
it was
what
Laura,
it's like.
Because who the fuck else is gonna be texting you about this book?
I'm sitting on the stand and looking out at both my attorney and the cop. I can see the cop, like, down at the end of the thing, and he's making eyes and he's like, he knew that once the judge read the text, it was gonna
that
be the
was
same
it.
As him, because he was swayed as soon as he
right
read the text.
right right yeah totally
so
yeah.
so She reads the text. It takes a minute because she, you know, reads a lot of them. My attorney had asked me to print out like 13 to 15 of like the worst of the worst.
All the
which
hits,
were
all the greatest hits.
All the greatest hits, which were her accusing my dad of molesting me, of saying that she wanted my girlfriend to die, saying that she was going to come to our home and rip out pipes and insulation. and like a bunch of stuff like that.
The greatest hits. Those
really
are the greatest
vile
hits.
Thing.
Yeah,
yep.
for
greatest
sure.
Hits,
Yeah.
greatest hits.
Yeah.
And so as soon as she read those as soon as the judge read the text, I could also, again, with her, see an immediate shift in,
Totally. Yeah.
Like, okay, this is some serious stuff. Throughout the time, throughout the whole hearing, there's a lot of mumbling that Laura's doing underneath her breath. She's objecting to a lot of things that my attorney and then the judge is like, you can't object to that. That's
Right.
not a
Oh,
thing
wow.
that you can do. So, like, a lot, she kept getting talked to by the judge to be like, you can't do that. That's not it. And then a lot of things were decorum. Like, she would mumble under her breath or like say some sort of snide comment or something like that. And the judge didn't like that. So there was like a little bit more back and forth. And then that was when the judge was like, okay, I'm ready to make my ruling. And she granted me the restraining order.
Yay.
Yeah. So it was really great. She isn't allowed to contact me via anyway. She's not allowed to contact me through any third parties either. So, like, she
Oh,
couldn't
great.
have
That's
her
amazing.
Friend contact me. The only thing that the judge didn't rule was that usually there's a like 100-yard space that you can't go within 100 yards or whatever. And Laura practically begged the judge to not allow that, because she didn't want let's say I was going to go to like a pride event or something and she was going to be there, she didn't want there to be any sort of, legal
Potential, right? Yeah, okay.
against her, which I didn't blame her for. I kind of understood
Yeah,
it.
yeah, yeah,
And because my thought is, if I see her anywhere,
yeah.
I'm out. Like, I have no
Yeah,
desire to
totally.
run into
Right,
her.
yeah.
So I was fine with that. So she granted it. It's for the year. It's up next month. I have to
You better get that
redo
shit.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one thing, I was talking to my girlfriend about it recently, and she was saying, "Are you gonna renew it?" And I said, "Hell yeah!" Because one of the
Yeah.
other affidavits says that she had a restraining order against her that expired, and
Oh
then like several years later got contacted out of the blue. So
no.
like, I'm gonna have to renew this, I think, for a very long time, is
Oh,
my
dude,
guess.
just set it on your
The
calendar,
timer,
like every fucking year. I gotta
yeah,
renew the
yep,
restraining
gotta
order.
renew
Yeah.
it, yep, gotta
Wow.
renew it.
Damn, that's
So
crazy.
yeah,
Holy shit,
so
man.
I wish that was the end of the story. This we're coming close. So
Wow.
we get to the end of the hearing. She grants me the restraining order. It's clear that Laura's like pissed. She's like, whatever. I fucking knew that this was gonna be the case, blah,
Yeah.
blah, blah, blah. And we can leave the court after that happens. We're leaving the court, and the same thing happened, that where the cop that I was with said, we had at that point, I had filed charges against her as on
Yeah.
harassment, and the cop had a warrant from me and my charges
Whoa.
for harassment against her. So the plan was, again, after the
To arrest
hearing,
her, yeah.
to arrest her. And the same thing happened, minus the call from 911, but
Wow.
she went crazy. She threw herself to the ground. She went even crazier than I can't even really fully describe how bonkers she went in the
Are you
courtroom.
looking at this person doing this thinking like, how did I get here? Like, there has to be a
100%.
point where you're just like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like,
Yep.
what the fuck?
Yes.
And it's just like, it doesn't take much. Like, you're just like anybody else. People let people in, and then those people are not revealed to be who they are until they are, and then it's too late. And then sometimes you gotta fucking get a restraining order. And then sometimes this happens. And it's like, what the fuck happened in my life? You know?
Yeah, that's
I
exactly
can
it.
totally picture myself in your shoes just being like, what am I doing here? You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
how did
Like,
I
it's
get
like,
here? How did I get here? Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and up until this point, like, I had never had any
Yeah.
issues with the
It's,
cops or
yeah.
like
Right.
anybody. I've had some friends come and go, or had some bad breakups, but like
Yeah.
nothing even close could
Yeah.
compare to what this was like.
How crazy.
After one of the things that she said in the court, which was hilarious, it was that she had filed a restraining order against me re-going to this court case because I was harassing her and so was my girlfriend. She had no other evidence for that. And in fact, when she filed the restraining order against her, it was denied. So it was not even a, you got to go to court to figure
Yeah.
this out kind of thing. They just flat
Yeah.
out denied it. After she got arrested again and freaked out again and had to have the ambulance come again and say that she was having a panic attack and needed to go to the ambulance, need to go to the hospital
Yeah.
again. My attorney and I decided we would go back across the way to go to the, because she filed the restraining order against me in the relationship one. So I went back across the street afterwards and was able to print out the denied affidavit that she wrote
Right.
about me.
Yeah.
That was the I up until this point, I was like, I just don't understand where she's coming from. She's obviously crazy, but like, I just don't get
You
where
saw her
this is
point
all
of view,
coming
though?
from.
Yeah.
It's not that I saw her point of view, but I saw just how freaking delusional she really
Right. That's,
was.
yeah, right. Yeah.
She wrote so many things about our she called it asexual relationship in the affidavit, and wrote so many things that were just very clearly opinion about me and my identity, that if I'm a judge reading this, I'm like, this has nothing to do with anything. Like,
Right.
what do you even, what is even is this kind of thing?
People make up whole versions of reality in their minds and they don't
And
question
that's
it
it.
because that is reality to them. It's not like
Yeah.
they're like, wait, was that really what happened? That just is what happened because it's
That's
the, how
it.
their brain works. Yeah.
That's exactly it. She made up an entire relationship, an entire scenario that I just mentally, I wasn't a part of because I just didn't know that that was what was happening in her brain and her mind. And oh, in her brain, we were dating. We were in a full-blown relationship. We just happened to be seeing other people during that relationship. And it was kind of eye-opening to see that that was how she kind of saw the whole situation. Because in my mind, she's just a new friend who I just met, very surface level. We've talked about some deep shit, but nothing crazy. So it
I mean,
really was a true
there's a bright
eye-opener.
red line between dating and not dating. You weren't dating this person. It's as simple as that, you know? Wow.
And I'm absolutely obsessed with my girlfriend, and had been the entire time.
And
So for
she
her
knew
to
that.
even, she knew that 100%,
Yeah.
and it was just a very weird, weird thing. So
I'll
I
say.
have not heard from her since then. I do know that because after you get granted a restraining order, you can, and after you file charges against someone, you can sign up to be notified by the court for like other court dates and
Right.
other rulings and things like that. And I know that she had been to court for the strangulation charge. She was also had two other harassment charges against her, not from me. And I think one of them was from the restraining order I mentioned that was filed like a couple months before mine was. And so she had gone to court. I've checked it recently and there's nothing there. So I think she went to family court and they gave her some sort of, like mental health treatment or some sort of probation. And then that was it. So she didn't go to jail. She hasn't gone to jail. I don't know that I think I would want her to go to jail. I don't think that was the solution.
Of course not.
I just think the solution would have been for her to go to some sort of mental health facility and
Totally.
like figure out her life.
Totally.
Because I definitely think she has some sort of either addiction to relationships
Oh yeah,
or
some kind of thing. She needs treatment. She needs help. That's as simple as that.
And then since then I found out too that she's now living with a new girl, and
Uh-oh.
has a new girlfriend, and I think about them
Oh yeah, that person's
every
fucked.
day.
Yeah, that person's fucked.
I really worry about that girl, and I hope that I like to hope that Laura is like maybe she's a completely different person now. I know that that's like not
No.
probably the case,
Yeah,
but like
no.
I hope for her new girlfriend's sake that she's got it
Ay,
together
ay,
and that they're
ay.
okay.
Well, I'm happy you're fucking safe, sound, happy, and completely extricated from this entire situation. That is a fucking true nightmare. Wow,
It
dude.
changed my whole life for the whole past year. I've been going to therapy. I've been dealing with how this affects me. Meeting new people now seems
Oh yeah.
terrifying. I
Totally,
can't
yeah.
connect with people the same way that I used to be able to.
Totally.
I used to joke with my friends back in the day that like I'm the kind of friend that you make and you put in your wedding party because like I become like such good friends with you, but I don't think that I'm that same person anymore because
It's
I'm just
okay. You'll be in
so
enough wedding
closed off.
parties. You got
Yeah,
enough
I'm sure.
friends. All right. Wow. Thank you so much, Tess. This was fucking crazy, incredible. Like I said, I'm happy you're here. You're sane, and that is over with. But thank you so much for sharing this story with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Tess. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.